Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. We hope you're having a great summer.
皆さん、広島大学のポッドキャストをいつもお聞きくださりありがとうございます。今月はこれまでの優しい英語会話のエピソードから厳選した超濃縮版をお届けします。
Yes!Let's listen to some of the best episodes from our Yasashi Eigo Kaiwa. Get ready for fun, everyone. Here we go.
Yay! Yay!
Hi, Michael. How was your day?
Good. Why are you staring at me so much, Sarah?
I just took a psychology lecture on how to tell if a person is lying or not. I wanted to try to tell if you are lying to me, so I was studying your behavior and tone of voice.
But I wouldn't lie about saying my day is fine. That would be silly.
How would I know if you're telling the truth? Did you know that the average person hears 10 to 200 lies in just one day?
Wow.We hear 10 to 200 lies per day. I guess if you include TV commercials and stuff, it's believable. Hey, I have an idea. How about we play a game? I'll tell you 3 things about me, and you have to figure out which of the 3 things is a lie.
Okay, that's a great idea. I'll use the information from what I learned today in the lecture...so that I can see through your lies.
Okay, let's begin. The first fact is that I like to study biology. The second fact is that I love ice cream.
Your face.
The last fact about me is that I love dogs.
You love biology, ice cream, or dogs. From what I learned...I think that all 3 facts are lies because you were lacking in expression and you looked very bored when you were talking. Also, your feet were facing the exit. These are all big signs that show someone is not telling the truth.
Actually, they were all true.
What? That's impossible. According to the professor, these signs mean that you are lyingOr you are not interested in the conversation.
Of course. I'm interested in this conversation. I like listening to your conversation.
Now I can definitely tell you are lying.
Hello, Dr. Igarashi? It's John again. Sorry for calling so late at night.
Oh, hi John. No problem. What happened this time?
I think I have pneumonia.
Pneumonia? And why do you think so?
Well, I googled it and all of the symptoms coincided. I'm really scared.
Oh, you googled it, hey?
Yes, and I'm afraid that I'm seriously ill.
So, what symptoms do you have?
I seem to have a headache, a sore throat, a stuffy nose, and chest pains. Also, it's really hard to breathe.
Oh, I see.
And I think I have a fever. My face is reddish, and my head is burning.
Oh, that's not good.I need to examine you. Could you come to my clinic tomorrow?
Doctor. According to the Google search, it's the last stage of my disease. I don't have any more time to live. I need your help right now.
John, calm down. You know you shouldn't trust the results of a Google search so hastily. You'd better have a doctor's examination first.
But it's getting worse and worse.
Let me think.I need to check your medical record. John, What did you eat during the last 2 hours?
Nothing special. Just rice with chicken and a lot of cashew nuts, macadamia cream cake, and of course caramel and nut coffee.
Oh, now it's clear.
Is something wrong?
John, I've told you 1,000 times not to eat nuts. You're allergic to them.
Oh, but Google said...
Forget about Google. I'll give you some medicine for the allergy tomorrow.
Okay, Dr. Igarashi.
And stick a lot of memo stickers around your house saying, I have an allergy to nuts, and don't believe everything you read on internet.
Hey, Lily. What's up? What are you doing now?
Oh, I was just making a sign for the Black Lives Matter protest I'm going to tomorrow.
Wow, good. I wish I could go to one. But there isn't one where I live. I don't feel like I'm making a difference. I want to actually do something, but I don't know how.
Hey, you can start your own group. Contact your friends and get them to spread the news. Right now, in America, and in a lot of other countries too, there are not only protests, but also discussion groups, speeches in schools, and other activities which try to improve relations between races.
Wow, sounds cool. Formal discussions and things.
And another idea, we can donate to charities and groups that support blacks. Groups that help them with education, jobs, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't have money.
For example, there are some YouTubers who are giving all of their ad revenues to charities. Just don't skip the ads. Watch them through.
I never thought of that. Hey, in our groups, I guess we can start petitions too. Asking people to think of ways to improve police departments around the world.
Good idea. And there's loads of petitions online which we can support. We can also spread awareness online. We can use our social media platforms to propose ways of improving police departments.
I think it's so interesting. In Japan, we see it on the news, but we don't see much conversation about it, or action.
Maybe the first step is to educate ourselves and actually talk to people about it. There's some racism in all countries, not just America. I think we should reflect on our own attitudes and actions, and understand about good human rights. And then we should act. No justice, no peace.
Hey, Sakura. You all right? You seem a little shook.
Oh, hi, Kai. I'm okay. I just had the strangest experience on my way here. The man on the streets kept shouting at me. I was so scared.
Huh? That's strange. What did they say to you?
I couldn't catch everything they said. Some words I didn't recognize. But they whistled at me and said something like, "Hey, give us a smile."
Oh, that's just...
I think they used some really rude words about my body as well. It was so disgusting. I walked away as fast as I could.
But Sakura, that's just catcalling.
Cat what?
Catcalling. Some men like to call out compliments and whistle at you on the streets. It's not that bad. You can choose to take it as a compliment. It's totally normal.
Well, it shouldn't be, and I don't appreciate you condoning that kind of behavior.
But...
As a woman, this is really creepy. How would you feel if people on the streets suddenly start whistling at you and objectifying you?
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't really thinking from your point of view. You're right. You shouldn't have to feel unsafe when you're just walking on the street. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You understand now, right? Let's go.
Hey!
They really do shout a lot.
Well, at least this time, I'm not walking alone.
Wait, I know what to do. Hey, boys! Hi, handsome. You guys talking to me?
That sure quieted them down.
それでは楽しい夏をお過ごしください。
バイ。